This is the Composer's Datebook for August 19th. I'm John Burge. If you were in Washington, D.C. on today's date in 1957 and wanted to escape the summer heat, tickets for a new musical at the air-conditioned National Theater would run you between $1.10 and $5.50. And then you could boast for years afterwards that you attended the world premiere of Leonard Bernstein's West Side Story. The three-week D.C. trial run of West Side Story became a hot ticket, attracting a fashionable crowd of Washington elite, as well as New Yorkers eager to preview the latest work of America's 38-year-old musical boy wonder. Even so, the Washington Post reported Bernstein was able to wander the lobby at intermission largely unrecognized to eavesdrop on audience reaction. One woman who did recognize him identified herself as a former social worker in a rough neighborhood like the one depicted in the musical. "It's all so real, so true," she told Bernstein. "It chills my blood to remember." Bernstein was a little taken aback by this. "It isn't meant to be realistic," he told her. Poetry set to music, that's what we were trying to do. But gang violence as the subject for a musical was shocking to 1957 audiences, and the New York Times appraisal read, "Although the material is horrifying, West Side Story is a profoundly moving show." Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.